we believe it. Oh, oh. If you said it, we believe it. 'Cause you're a man of your word. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, we believe it. 'Cause you're a man of your word. We have this confidence. You'll finish what you started. God, you have never failed. You won't start with me. You're present in every step. Patient in every heartache. God, you have never failed. You won't start with me. We have this confidence. You'll finish what you started. God, you have never failed. You won't start with me. You're present in every step, patient in every heartache. God, you have never failed. You won't start with me. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, if you said it, we believe it. 'Cause you're a man of your word. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, yeah. If you said it, we believe it. 'Cause you're a man of your word. All things are possible when we believe. All chains are breakable when we receive Yahweh. You keep your promises. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, oh. All things are possible when we believe. Old chains are breakable when we receive Yahweh. You keep your promises. If you said it, we believe it. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, if you said it, we believe it. 'Cause you're a man of your word. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, yeah. If you said it, we believe it. 'Cause you're a man of your word. We have this confidence. You'll finish what you started. God, you have never failed. And you won't start with me. You're present in every step, patient in every heartache. God, you have never failed. You won't start with me. We have this confidence. You'll finish what you started. God, you have never failed. And you won't start with me. You're present in every step, patient in every heartache. God, you have never failed, and you won't start with me. Oh, I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. I am who you Because the great I am speaks over me. I am what I am. 'Cause the great I am speaks over me. I am what I am. 'Cause the great I am speaks over me. I am what I am. 'Cause the great I am speaks over me. I am what I am. 'Cause the great I am speaks over me. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, if you said it, we believe it. 'Cause you're a man of your word. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, if you said it, we believe it. 'Cause you're a man of your word. We have this confidence. You'll finish what you started. God, you have never failed, and you won't start with me. You're present in every step, patient with every heartache. God, you have never failed, and you won't start with me. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, if you said it, we believe it. 'Cause you're a man of your word. If you said it, we believe it. Oh, if you said it, we believe it. 'Cause you're a man of your word. All things are possible when we believe. Oh, chains are breakable when we receive Yahweh. You keep your promises. If you said it, we believe it. Oh. If you said it, we believe it. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Well, good morning, TMC family. I greet you with the warmest greeting. I am Minister Rosalind Peters. I reside here in Bowie, Maryland, and I come to you, Lord, humbly as I know. I just thank you for this day. I thank you for all that we have gone through. But, God, I know that you are sitting on the throne, God, and you are there in the midst, thanking you for our sick and shut-ins. We're thanking you for our seniors. We're thanking you for those who have been affected by this virus. We're thanking you for safety. Someone said an earthquake was there, but thank you for safety. Thank you for helping us to be in our right mind today. Thank you for all that have been affected by this virus. We thank you, and we ask that you would be with our owners, our co-owners of this awesome call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for our psalmist Kaylin, that brought us into the presence of you this morning. If you said it, oh Lord, we look in your word. We believe that you honor our prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Greeter, are you there? Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Rosalyn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good morning, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that wonderful grateful tag and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am greeting you from Snellville, Georgia. And today I am grateful for my family, my husband Mike, and our three girls, Anna Claire, Grace, and Rose. I would love to tell you about the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our pastor, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of our messages have been archived here on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our minister Rosalyn did, a host, or share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, you could submit all of that information to info@masterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all came about through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we feature great products to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. This is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that phone number is 712-770-4005. PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And the bypass number, if you need it to go on the call free of charge continuously, is 716-293-9707. And today is Awareness Wednesday with Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And our speaker for the hour is our very own Minister Cynthia Cox. Honorable Cynthia Cox entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member, and she was elected as the female district leader and even serves as the DC 37 union member. She focuses on advocating for families within the 79th district on issues of social services and economic needs, with her goal of implementing self-sufficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Honorable Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD's Citizens Police. Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. Honorable Cynthia, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, can you hear me?
Ms. Rebecca?
Yes, please take it away.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Ms. Rebecca, for that awesome introduction. I am so grateful this morning to be on this call. We thank you. And a little one, I hear the baby. So thank you so much for that great introduction. And thank you, Mr. Kalen, for ushering us in this morning, praise and worship. Yes, as I said, I will believe. Yes, I believe this morning. I tell you, this the music before we start praising, before the sermon, is such a beautiful thing. So I thank you so much for that. And thank you, Mr. Rosalind, for greeting everyone with that powerful prayer. And I want to say, yes, what we're grateful for. I'm grateful to be alive this morning because I said someone didn't make it. So I'm grateful here. And do you know, with the COVID-19, I'm just grateful, thanking God every day because it has just taken so many of my friends out. So I'm just grateful this morning. And just want to say I can't thank you enough to Dr. P.K. Robson, Dr. Vanessa Rutherford. Those are our co-founders of this great call, the Master's Call. You can come Monday to Friday and get so much good spiritual connection. And because in this world, you need it now. You need it more than ever. And everyone I share with, I certainly let them know about this call because I just believe in bringing people to God. At this time, you don't know, a lot of people are certainly suffering, but you know, if they know God, you have more. You have an attitude. You stand up straight. You feel good about yourself. So if you know Him for yourself, you don't have to be afraid because it is the days and it's here that I'm going to still praise the Lord. So no matter what, I'm going to praise Him because He did wake me up this morning. I'm going to come to you a few minutes and let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me victory. Thank you for just your word, which is life and healing. I choose to set my heart and thoughts on you today, Lord, that you empower me to move forward, to say a word and touch somebody this morning, Lord Jesus, that they can hear what I'm saying and not hear me hear what you have put in me to move forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, I just want to come by this morning and say praise the Lord. That's what I'm on this morning because I just can't praise Him enough. Hallelujah. So like when things are going too much, you got to just stop and praise Him. Praise Him every day, all day long. Stop. Don't worry about anything. Just praise God. I'm just praising Him because He's the one that I'm on this call because of my Savior. I'm on this call because of two great leaders, co-founders, put this together. And Lord, I never thought I would be doing this, but you know, God already have your number. He knows what He has for you to do, and you must obey. You must obey. So that's what I'm praising the Lord this morning. So let me just read songs. I love songs because songs have 150, and there's always something in there to touch our lives, and I believe in that so hard. So Psalm 91, 23, and 27 is a must read every day. So let me just read Psalms 31. I'm going to read 19 to 22. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fears thee, which thou hast brought them that trust in thee before the Son of Man. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of His presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep thy and prevailing from the scribes of tongue. Blessed is the Lord, for He has shown me His marvelous kindness in a strong city. Hallelujah, New York City. For I said, my haste I am cut off from those eyes. Nevertheless, thou heard the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. I just want to say this morning, come by to say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because things are happening. You still have to praise Him no matter what. What is going on now, it makes you praise Him more than ever, because He is Lord all by Himself. All He is to praise Him. In saying, my time is your hands, David was expressing his belief, for that all the circumstances is under God's control. Amen? Knowing that God loves and cares for us enables us to keep steady in our faith. And regardless of our circumstances, it keeps from sinning foolishly by taking matters out of own hands and resent to God's timetable. Yes, coming to your feelings, praise the Lord, because He is good. He is good all the time. You know, I love to say that so much, but God is good. He doesn't change. We change. So COVID-19 come to the world, not to just New York. New York is hit the hardest because we are a big city. But, you know, it caused so many people off guard. Like once I was in church and I was talking and they said, when God called, are you ready? No, I didn't get my bank account together. No, are you ready? So that's why you don't know when He's coming, but hallelujah, be ready. So I was speaking to one of my pastor friends. She said, Cynthia, she called me yesterday. She said, we lost 30 pastors. I said, oh, praise. What can you say? Just praise the Lord. You just got to keep yourself focused on Him. At the point that the songs moved from the midst of a conflict, the time of David had been delivered from Abel and restored to the throne. You know, when I read the 18, well, I was reading the 8, started 19 on the verse. So my thing is this here. We still must understand we can cry out, because God hears us, we can cry out to Him. So looking at this passage, after crying or despairing to the Lord for help, David dare not to sin by falling into praising God and answering His prayers. God will answer your prayers if you understand Him. If you praise Him, He will understand. And I was just reading 8. It says, because of His goodness to believers, 19:20 when I read that scripture, to the believers, I believe that God is still in the blessing business. But David glorified God with his greatest abundance, exceedingly overflow goodness, and compared it to a precious treasure. The Lord has stored up the lavish upon those whose fear Him. Briefly state that the hearing of the Lord, towards God is a leading of establishing a relationship with Him through His Son. I have a relationship with God. I have a relationship. That's why I can come so boldly now to talk about Him, because before I was afraid. But as you move through this world and you know things are just happening, but you know that God is in your life, so you have to say praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noonday, praise Him, hallelujah. And David's result is bringing submissions to obedience to the commandment. So in addition, these are two fears. When you fear, you know, you're not really trusting God when you have fear. In addition to those who fear Him, God shows His goodness upon all those who trust Him. David began this song by declaring that the trusting and fleeing to God is protecting us. In verse 1, in return, the Lord delivered David from a vicious attack of the enemies in the sight of his countrymen. When the righteousness are slandered or falsely accused, as David was, the Lord vindicated him by lavishing goodness upon his family, blessing him before the watching of the Lord. So I thank God for this time. David testified that the Lord is surely, all the days, he surely is blessing us. In the shelter, he fears us. He fears us. In the present, they are safe from his scheming of those who just wrongly attacked him. David cared. His enemies had assaulted him with the deadly weapon of slander. But the Lord had hidden him in his own dwelling place, where David was protected from the scribe cause of the gossipers. Do you know any of those gossipers who falsely accused him? All I can say, I come out and say, praise the Lord. I want to say, because of his unfailing love and kindness, God, David was continuously praising the Lord. Amen. The Lord, because the Lord protected him when Jerusalem was beside him, and Abram was has his men. The other David had led because he was too dangerous to remain in Jerusalem so what many were saying was conspiracy against him, but the Lord carried him safely through it all, showing his marvelous kindness and his wonderful love, hallelujah, his mercy, unfailing love towards him. Strong cities and seizing him. When we terrified, even as David was, and we understand that we must pray, this is a part of what we have now when we're coming through the COVID-19. We must pray. We must pray without ceasing, because God is showing us something here that we got to understand him. We have to love him like we never loved before. We have to praise him like we never praised him before, because when we cry out and say, God, oh God, what is going on? All we have to do is just be still and know that he's working out. And as I go through this time here in New York, I would say I could move somewhere, but you can't move anywhere because it's everywhere. So all the thing is you just stay still, and as they say, stay in your home and be safe. Listen to our governor, which is doing a wonderful job. He said, I love my family. I love New York. I don't want nothing to happen to New York. So I'm saying praise begin with telling God how wonderful he is. Focus on which of these of his attributes you are going to be grateful for today. Like Minister Rosalind said, be grateful. What are you grateful for today? And I said, praise the Lord. He came to work through us who was praising him. Praise the Lord for his shame that seemed to ban you. Serve him like you never served him before. You can see the things that's happened that we don't understand. I found out my family, my brothers, out with no mask on. Hallelujah. They don't understand that this is not a time to play. This is a time to be serious, a time to praise the Lord. I come by to say, praise him today, Lord. Praise everyone. Do not take this for granted. This is a serious time in our land right now. And the thought is, there is at least two valuable lessons in the passage. The first one is that you always praise the Lord for his goodness in us. So many times we're busy. And I think that God has showed us that we have to stop being busy. Sometimes we said that the divorce rate is domestic violence is going up. But I come down and said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I said, I don't know if everybody has a Bible at home. Then we'll start by reading the Bible. That may become some of them. But it's praising the Lord. It's little children at 5 years old said they didn't want to live anymore. I don't understand that. I said, still praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, somebody. It is so serious now that sometimes I get emotional, but the pastor said the other day, he says, you must cry. If it's in you, cry. Don't hold it in. Let it out. But when Jesus is healing us and that he's showing us that, you know, he's in control, so we must understand that just if you have to cry, just cry. But more importantly, thank him. Thank him for waking you up. When you get up and more, pinch yourself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And the second one, it says, you should never doubt God, love, when trouble comes. Amen? Far too often, like David says, we are quickly to assume that God has forsaken us when some crisis arrives, like COVID-19. Absolutely not. If we're believers in Christ Jesus, we can overcome this. But if he promised us that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate from his love. That's Romans 8 and 35 to 39. This does not matter, but we just must pray. We must, rather than we don't understand, just praise God. Praise him for everything. Just praise him no matter what's going on in your life. When things are just upside down, praise him. What God answered? He's right here with us all the time. He never changes. We do. For in the time of trouble, he's with us. So all I can say to our family here, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did Minister Rebecca come on? God bless you, Minister Cynthia, for allowing God to use you this morning. God bless you, God bless you. We're so grateful to God for his awesomeness. And we should praise the Lord at all times. Thank you for that powerful message. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your awesomeness. Lord, you are God, and you are God alone. We thank you, Lord, because we can call on you, and you said you will answer and then show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. We thank you, Father, because your mercy, your grace, your truth endures throughout all generations. And Lord, as we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, call COVID-19, Lord, we will fear no evil because you're with us. We thank you, Lord God, that you have empowered us to be king's kids and that we could stand on your word and say we are the strong and mighty because we have a God who is strong and mighty, mighty in battle. We thank you, Father God, that you have restored us, replenished us, and we ask you, Father, that you continue to bless Minister Cynthia, as she poured into us, O God, encouraging us to stand on your word, trusting you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. Thank you, Father, for keeping her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. Thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, her coming in, blessing her surroundings, Father, her neighborhood, keeping her, Father, sustained and realized, Father God, that you have anointed her in this time and this season, Father God, to do your will and to do your work. And we glorify you, Father, for doing such a manner of greatness, Lord God, in her, Father God. And we know, Father, that others will see you operating through her. We thank you, Father God, for our Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We glorify you, Father, for what you're doing through and in them, Lord God. We know, Father God, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And we glorify you, Father, for everything that you're doing in this time and in this season for our loved ones and those that are going through health challenges. We decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we know, Father God, that your word is true. You watch over it to...
Hello? Can anyone hear me?
We can hear you. Go on to your problems.
Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, we love you, and we ask and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is up next. It's the number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Rosalind, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Cynthia, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with a benediction?
Can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay,
yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Thank you so much, team, the Master Call team. We thank you so much for everything that you doing. Thank you, Mr. Brenner, for jumping in. Let us praise God this morning. Praise him like you never praised him before. Oh, lovely Lord, all his saints. For the Lord is deserving the faithfulness and plentiful. Reward the proud doers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go out and have an awesome day, everyone. God bless you. Thank you for listening.